With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Possibly an escalation in the Red Sea. The Pentagon says an American warship and some commercial ships came under attack this weekend there. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed attacks on two ships, but they say nothing about a U.S. military vessel. The attack could be a major escalation in connection to the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Donald Trump was stumping in Iowa on Saturday with primary season just around the corner. He says Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds should not have endorsed his opponent, Ron DeSantis.
We hit him rather hard, and he went down. He went down like all the others. So he went down, and it was one of those things. But she said she's going to endorse him because he worked very hard. Now, how do you endorse somebody that's 40 or 50 points down? There's got to be something there. So I'm not. Now, I can only tell you this, and I have nothing. I mean, that was her choice to do this. But I believe in loyalty.
Meanwhile, three senior members of a super PAC backing DeSantis have left the group. It's the latest sign of instability within the 2024 hopeful's political operation. There have been over 900 carjackings in Washington, D.C. so far this year, and a legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation says the reason is pretty simple.
D.C.'s local elected leaders are not taking crime seriously, and as a result, members of the community, members of Congress, their staffs, and people who visit our nation's capital are being victimized.
Zach Smith tells the Salem Radio Network D.C. Superior Court judges failed to send violent criminals to prison in most cases, causing a vicious revolving door of crime. College football, Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama are your CFP playoff teams. Florida State is not first undefeated Power 5 conference champion to be excluded from the CFP. This is SRN News. Some new statistics are raising concern amongst pro-family advocates and evangelical leaders.
The more wealthy a man is, the more likely he is to be married. The more wealthy a woman is, the less likely she is to be married. Accordingly, the more wealthy a man is, the more likely he is to be a father. The more wealthy a woman is, the less likely she is to be a mother.
That's Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
There are some people who say, look, this represents the liberation of women from the domestic expectation, the expectation that they will be wives and mothers. They are now liberated. The Christians have to look at this and say, well, but this could well doom human civilization itself.
Meanwhile, the U.S. birth rate has fallen to 1.6 in recent years. That's below the standard replacement rate of 2.1. This is SRN News. Italy has refused a request from a Munich museum to return an ancient Roman statue bought by Hitler.
Italy's culture minister is reportedly refusing a request by the German State Antiquities Collection in Munich to return the Discobolus Palombara statue. Hitler had bought the ancient Roman statue from a private Italian owner. It was returned to Italy in 1948 as part of works illegally obtained by the Nazis. Now the German museum wants it back, saying it had been illegally transported to Italy in 1948. Italy's culture minister, Gennaro San Giuliano, had one response, telling an Italian newspaper, "Over my dead body," calling the work a national treasure. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today is Sunday, December the 3rd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Olympic gold medal figure skater Katarina Witt. She is 58 years old. This is SRN News.